Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas-Fort Worth area is now under a heat advisory that runs through tomorrow evening. High today in the middle 90s with a heat index up to 106. The Tarrant Area Food Bank and Texas National Guard handed out 200,000 pounds of food today at a mobile pantry in Arlington's Entertainment District. The food bank's Vicky Martinez says many people coming to recent events like these have never needed help before.
I believe the events are here to help all people, to help people that don't have food at all, and to also help the people that are trying to make ends meet and just needing a little bit of supplement so they can put the money elsewhere, like rent or mortgage or electricity.
People started lining up before 7 a.m. in a parking lot north of Globe Life Park to get 100 pounds of food loaded into their car by the National Guard. Martinez says they were planning for 2,000 cars to come through. The Plano City Council could join other communities in North Texas in requiring face masks. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Collin County does not have a county-wide order like Dallas or Tarrant, but the mayor of McKinney issued an order there last night. George Fuller says his order aims to help reduce the spread of COVID-19 and get businesses on a path toward reopening.
We in the city can do something to lead by example and try to curb the spread and not have more businesses be shut down.
The Plano City Council has called an emergency meeting at 5:30 today to pass a similar measure. The city council will set a fine for businesses that don't require masks and include exemptions for people who are eating or going to the dentist. Plano's policy will also encourage businesses to require temperature checks and health screenings. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Fort Worth planning to hand out masks to local businesses for free tomorrow morning. Jarrett Watkins with Fort Worth Now says the goal is to make it easy for businesses to comply with the city's mask requirement.
We've partnered with the City of Fort Worth and a couple of other business support organizations to purchase 250,000 masks that we're handing out for free to local and small businesses in Fort Worth.
All a business needs to do is simply show up at one of 8 distribution sites tomorrow morning between 7:30 and 9:30, fill out a little information, and receive up to 250 masks that they can give to their employees, customers, or visitors. COVID-19 cases have been on the rise in North Texas, and health experts have a few tips to keep the numbers down. Dr. Philip Wong, Director of Health and Human Services in Dallas, says new technology can help with contact tracing.
Every person who tests positive, that we get a report that also has a cell phone number identified, within 24 hours of our getting the report, they'll get a text message with a link to a survey.
The survey helps health officials trace where an infected person has been and who they've put at risk. Dr. Wong says the increased numbers across Texas are concerning and show that COVID-19 is very present in the general population. His advice for getting the numbers under control, adapt to a new normal, wear a face covering, and keep your distance from others. Governor Abbott suspending elective surgeries in 4 more Texas counties. KRLD's Kelly Wee has the update.
Governor Abbott says elective surgeries at hospitals in Cameron, Hidalgo, Nueces, and Webb counties will now be suspended. The governor says it's to help ensure hospital bed availability for COVID-19 patients in these communities. Now, this amends the governor's previous executive order, which already suspends elective surgeries in Dallas, Harris, Bexar, and Travis counties. Kelly Wee, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
We should point out the governor's order does not include elective surgeries in Tarrant County. With a big race coming up 2 weeks from Saturday, Texas Motor Speedway encouraging fans to wear masks, but will not make it mandatory unless Denton County issues a compulsory mask order, as have Tarrant and Dallas counties. Track President Eddie Gossage says he'll be wearing a mask and encourages all fans to do the same, calling it good common sense. On July 19th, TMS will host NASCAR's O'Reilly Auto Parts 500. Other top local stories, one boyfriend confronts another in an Arlington home. As KRLD's Andrew Greenstein reports, the consequences were deadly.
At around 7 this morning, a man with a gun entered a home on Shoshone Drive in southeast Arlington.
At some point when he made entry into the home, the homeowner shot him and he retreated out the front door.
Lieutenant Christopher Cook says the man collapsed in the front yard and died a short time later at Mansfield Methodist. Lieutenant Cook says it appears that the two men are the ex-boyfriend and the current boyfriend of the same woman, although he didn't specify who was who. No one's been arrested at this time, and the Tarrant County District Attorney's Office will ultimately decide what charges, if any, will be filed. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A toddler has died from a dog mauling in Hunt County, about an hour east of Dallas. Deputies were called out on Monday and found the child had suffered major trauma from a dog attack. The toddler was rushed to a hospital, but there was nothing doctors could do. Investigators believe the child was able to get out of an enclosed yard at a home in Quinlan and wander down a gravel road. The dog escaped its own yard and apparently attacked the toddler in the road. That dog now being held by animal control. Stay connected. Check in with KRLD for the latest local updates throughout the day. Listen to News Radio 1080 and the radio.com app wherever you go, and catch up anytime at krld.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on krld.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere, for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.